Dr. Spin, and now I am joined by a guest in the studio from represent.us, and his name is Wesley Bias III, and he is a civic and community engagement consultant. Wesley, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
And he's here to talk to us a little bit about the summit that is taking place in New Orleans this weekend for represent.us. And so, Wesley, I'm going to hand the mic to you and let you introduce yourself and the work that you do and what the summit and represent.us is all about.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity to come on here and talk about my work and then the summit. As you kind of said, my name is Wesley Bias. I'm a local, born and raised here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I've done for the last 10 years civic and community engagement work, either through education advocacy, working with local governments, working with public health, helping to be able to really ensure that organizations that are trying to raise the voice of people have the support that they need, the capacity that they need to build. In order to try to help further along that goal, I've had this wonderful opportunity to work with represent.us, who's launching this upcoming weekend here on Tulane University, the Unrig the System Summit. This is the first and largest democracy reform gathering that we're going to see in quite some time. It's the first time that represent.us is launching this summit to be able to connect people from all across the political spectrum, whether you're a conservative or progressive, moderate, whomever you are. If you're somebody that's concerned about improving the way that governance happens in this country, if you're concerned about ethics, if you're concerned about campaign finance, really if you're worried about how to make our governing systems work better for the people, this summit's for you, right? We're going to have over 1,000 people down here this weekend, all across this campus. We're going to have about 150 speakers, including people such as Nina Turner, the president of Our Revolution. We're going to have Tulsi Gabbard, representative from Hawaii, along with representative from Wisconsin and Tennessee, Zach Wamp and Mike Gallagher. We're going to have Lawrence Lessig, and Jennifer Lawrence is going to be there. So we're going to have all kinds of people, whether they're current members of Congress, whether they used to be a presidential candidate, whether they're a current celebrity. We're going to be able to see many people from all across the political and just like governing spectrum who's going to be in town having these conversations, looking for solutions, right? I think oftentimes we have these summits and they're just talk only. But for this summit, we're going to be able to really focus in on the solutions that we need, either policy-wise or from an advocacy campaigning standpoint. So not only is it going to be those kind of conversations, but there's going to be opportunities for people to get better at running campaigns, at getting more information on how to get media attention from local authorities. So there's a lot in this summit that I think a lot of people want to be able to check out.
Should sign up, or is it still available?
Yes, so sign up, of course, is still available. You can go to unrigsummit.com. That's all one word, unrigsummit.com. And you can actually sign up for a really, really sweet deal if you use the sign-in code SUSS218. Students can actually sign up for $20. So the usual price for this summit has been $300. For students, it's reduced really big, right? So it's a really good opportunity, I think, to participate in a lot of the panels. They'll be going from Friday at 1 p.m. till Sunday afternoon about 1, 2 p.m. So two full days of panels and work. And it's an opportunity, I think, to also connect with people from all across the country, from all across the political realm, from all across the entertainment realm or medium. Like, it's an opportunity for students in particular to be able to meet some of the folk they've been reading or looking up to or studying, right? And being able to have those one-on-one conversations to learn from them and then build connections for the future. It's still an opportunity to be able to sign up. There's still a bunch of spaces that are available, but we want to make sure that locals had an opportunity to not only go, but be able to go at a discounted rate since we're going to be in the city. So.
Yeah, and what about non-students? They can also sign up?
Yes, non-students can also sign up as well. There's a discount code if you use NOLA, N-O-L-A, 218. You'll be able to go on that website and sign up for $50, right? So if you're a local, there's no excuse for you not to be able to participate in this really fun time that we're going to be having and really good a chance to learn and listen and to be able to really think about solutions for the future. So I encourage everybody to be able to come and sign up.
Okay, cool. So the big conversations are going to be around democracy reform.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how Represent Us understands that, talks about that?
Right. So the one thing about Represent Us, and I think the movement as a whole, is it's trying to center the power that's held within politics away from a chosen few or a moneyed few and gets it back into the hands of the people. Represent Us has really been focused, laser focused, on trying to fix money in politics, the idea of how we even vote in elections, how we handle ethics and accountability, and then really how are we dealing with issues around gerrymandering, creating fairer districts so people are represented better. And I think particularly when it's with Represent Us, when it's with this summit, those are issues where it doesn't matter where you stand on the political spectrum. I think we all want to have fairness and equal representation for the work that we want to be able to do. So Represent Us has been working all across the country, helping to establish local statewide chapters to be able to do a lot of different things over the past few years. So they've been able to collect over 1 million petitions in Florida to try to help certify an amendment to restore voting rights for former felons that have returned home and served all of their time. They're pushing for an anti-corruption amendment in South Dakota that's actually going to be on the ballot this fall. They also worked this past year in order to get tens of thousands of signatures signed in Maine in order to try to get ranked choice voting. So instead of the runoff voting that we have right now, so actually being able to go in there and rank all of your choices 1 to 10. And then that way, when we vote, you only have to vote one time and your vote doesn't get wasted. There's a multitude of different ways in which Represent Us has been getting involved and really trying to get these campaign reform and democracy reform ballots or initiatives on the ballot to be able to make sure, one, that people are heard, that two, that there's an opportunity for them to be able to really be represented, and three, for these really common sense good government reforms to be passed. To make it easier for people to participate in government, to make sure it's representing us in the best way possible. So Represent Us is an organization that's been part of this rising movement. And what we're seeing is that as this group, as other groups are going to continue to handle and launch these anti-corruption kind of campaigns and really try to deal with ethics and transparency, it's going to be important for not only groups like Represent Us, but people like us and those that are listening to be able to get involved. To be able to sign up, to be able to make sure that their voices are going to be heard as we're continuing to move, I think, past the realm, especially in this state, of corruption and into a better, sunnier, so to speak, place of transparency and governance.
Is there a chapter in New Orleans or Louisiana yet?
There's one that's been getting started in Louisiana, so you can definitely go to I know on Facebook there's a represent.la for Louisiana site that's up, the Facebook page. You can also come out and meet hundreds of other people, whether they're from Louisiana or not, at the summit to be able to hear a little bit more about the issue, to hear about the best practices, about how others are dealing with things around ethics and accountability and governance, and then to be able to help build up that chapter. I know I looked on there's an app I was telling you a little bit earlier offline. It's an app for the summit. And I know there's at least 15 or 20 people who I've seen who are in one kind of message board that's gotten created. I know there's way more people across the state. So there's an opportunity. Definitely go on the Facebook. Make sure you sign up on the represent.la site. And then just make sure to come sign up for the summit. There won't be a better time anytime soon to be able to be around this many people who care about democracy reform, and want to actually have solutions for the problems that we've been facing.
Do you want to take us through some of the ways that Represent Us has progressed over time and some of the history of that entity?
Yeah, so Represent Us was created about 5 years ago out of the last presidential election. Really seeing the challenges that we had with Citizens United, with a lot of the other bills that have opened up the dark money into our politics, and Represent Us was created as a way for people nationally who have been concerned about trying to address these kind of try to launch anti-corruption bills or anti-corruption campaigns. It was a house for them to be able to get support. They also came up with an anti-corruption act, so a three-part bill that they want to get passed by the federal government to deal with financial, with money in politics, with deals with gerrymandering, with other issues as well, to be able to try to equal the playing field. So initially, Represent Us was focused on the very national aspect of campaign reform. What they realized, and then as they got other members to join on, was that you also had to be concerned about it from a local level. We all know what's happening in Congress. It's at a standstill. Part of why we want to do some of these campaign reform bills is because we want to try to get rid of that standstill. But it's because we have a very hyper-partisan way of how we do our politics. Gerrymandering is a really good example of that, right? Mm-hmm. So part of what they've been doing is looking at local levels, looking at places like St. Petersburg, Florida, looking at places in North Carolina and in San Francisco, small cities and states, to be able to try to find places they can pass these bills around money and politics, so at a local level you can at least affect change. It may take a while for us to be able to try to get it passed at a national level, but there's plenty of cities across this country that are hungry for change. They're hungry to get rid of corruption, and they want to be able to have a more transparent government. So we're looking at those places where we can highlight and lift up these kinds of bills. Our current mayor-elect, LaToya Cantrell, she's somebody that campaigned on trying to get rid of money out of politics, right? So when you hear that, when you hear other local politicians who are speaking about how they want to get rid of these things that are affecting our politics, a group like Represent Us and those local chapters are there to be able to give solutions and to have people who are ready to launch a campaign that can see that policy go from being an idea to actual law.
And to you, as someone who's from New Orleans and lives in New Orleans, stands by it, what do you think are some of the New Orleans-specific issues that are associated with getting money out of politics? Or how do you see Represent Us and the local politics that we have kind of intertwining?
I mean, I think the last mayoral election that we just had, you had $4 or $5 million worth of donations that were collected. Many of them were max $5,000 checks. And then when you started looking at them, many of them were people that were going to be contractors, people that were current city contractors that are interested in the business of government. And, you know, part of what we want to be mindful of is ultimately you have to run campaigns. They cost money to run them. And you have to be able to get it from somewhere. And unfortunately, the people that have the best and biggest opportunity to get heard are large businesses or wealthy individuals. So here we just saw from something as small as, like, should city contractors be able to give money to political candidates that can decide on their contracts? We also have in Louisiana an extremely colorful history, is the word that I'll use, as it relates to corruption. And I think, you know, some of the issues that we're also just going to need to deal with and address are going to be ones around how our district drawn. Are people really being represented in the right way possible? Are we really able to get good representation, not just on an elected, but like boards and commissions? I think oftentimes when we think about power, we think about from an elected standpoint, but not a mayor has hundreds of appointments on boards and commissions. So how are we making sure that different residents who are in the city, maybe not the ones who are always plugged in, but ones who have really a big interest or like good subject matter knowledge of whatever the issue is, can they be involved? It's also just trying to make sure that, you know, quite honestly, in a place like, you know, Louisiana, that, you know, people don't take money all the time, right? So there's like the very simple things. There's these very kind of more complicated bills that are possible and fixes that can happen. But a lot of it is trying to move the solutions out of a partisan kind of base and really focus them on how are we making sure that government is going to be open and accessible for anybody that wants to be involved or get be part of what's happening within the governance structure. So I think in New Orleans, in Louisiana, we definitely can be a leader in how we try to address corruption or pass anti-corruption bills. But it's also like, which makes it really interesting and really cool that the summit is here for the first time. The first one ever is here in New Orleans, because if you can kind of figure out solutions that can work here in Louisiana, in this very red state that has been, that has had a healthy, friendly, interesting, whatever word we want to use, relationship with corruption, if you can come up with solutions that can work here, then I'm pretty certain those are solutions and a framework that you can try other places as well.
Yeah, and the conversation then, like you said, is nonpartisan. It becomes about ethics and transparency. Mm-hmm. And so the people in the room at the summit or across represent us are coming from all, you know, points of the political spectrum.
That's right. There's 1,000 attendees from all 50 states. Like I said, there's Congress people, there's policy wonks, there's activists, there's going to be celebrities are going to be there, and they're going to be Democrat, Republican, Green, Libertarian, Working Families, every party, independent. You know, they will be every single realm of political, so it could be conservative, progressive, militant, socialist, all kinds, right? If you're concerned about working government, if you're concerned about making sure that we have ethics and accountability in our governing structures and in our leaders, then this is the place that you want to be able, you want to be at. You can meet a lot of other people who are interested and then figure out solutions that we can use in order to try to move the city, the state, and the country forward.
And Wesley, you did such a good job of breaking down some of those more complicated plans, but I want to direct people to the represent.us website, mm-hmm. which is...
represent.us.
Okay, cool, because there are two videos that I watched this morning that were very helpful to me mm-hmm. in kind of breaking things down. There's a Corruption is Legal in America video, and then Here's a Plan to Fix It, which kind of takes an edutainment spin, and you get to watch a more modern version of how a bill becomes a law, and maybe a little bit more of an honest version of that, too.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It's a really good video, because it's certainly not Schoolhouse Rock like it was 20, 30 years ago, so...
Yeah. Well, Wesley, do you have any other last points you want to make about the summit?
Yeah, I want to encourage everybody to be able to come out and participate. You can go to unrigsummit.com to be able to sign up. If you use the passcode SUSS218, if you're a student, you can sign up for $20. If you're a local and you use the code NOLA218, you can sign up for $50 if you're a local. If you're a student, it's $20. So definitely make sure you sign up. It starts Friday. We'll be going all weekend long. We'll be here at Tulane University. So I encourage you to sign up, hear some interesting conversation. If not, there'll be plenty of really cool people that are going to be out here. So it's a good chance to meet some folks from all across the country. Probably meet some of your heroes if you're a political nerd like me, right? And have a good time. So encourage you to come out, sign up, unrigsummit.com. Or you can go to, make sure to check out the organization's website at represent.us. It's not just the name of the organization, it's also the name of the website. Gotta think like that, think smart, right? And that's all I got. But I appreciate you having me on here to be able to talk a little bit about the summit. And hopefully you and others will be out there.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Wesley, for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.